Hey, everybody. So, welcome back to The Rib on CITR. And I'm going to see if this works here. I've got Darren Williams on air. Are you there, Darren? No, did I do that again? Hello? Darren?
I can't quite hear you.
Oh, I hear a delay. Now can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. So, Darren, you play in Robots on Fire.
That's right. I'm one of the saxophonists among the robots.
Among the robots. Well, thanks for calling in on such short notice. as I was, planned my show earlier in the morning, and I say, I'm going to play this, and then I just update Facebook, and I'm like, hey, musicians, check this out. Hopefully someone will see it. So this was recorded really recently at Cosmic Zoo.
Yeah, that was the most recent concert appearance we've done, right at the end of January.
Cool. I haven't seen you guys play live yet, but you were saying that there's a show coming up in May.
Yep, Wednesday, May 2nd, we've got a big show booked at the Vancouver Community College Auditorium, and that's at 1155 East Broadway. And I believe the show will start promptly at 8 o'clock.
Awesome, awesome. And do you guys have any big plans for the show?
We're going to feature our original compositions as well as a few covers. I think we're also going to have a set featuring a more expanded version of Robots on Fire. So we're going to have some of our other friends join us to play. And I think we're actually going to do a version of Peter Brotzmann's Machine Gun.
Cool. Well, that should be really fun.
Yeah, I think I'm really looking forward to it. And it's also a bit of a... it might be a bit of a kind of a send-off of sorts, as Jonathan Wilkie, who plays alto saxophone in the group, is moving to Calgary. And he'll be gone to Calgary not so long after the show was done. So.
Oh, yeah. How long have you guys been playing together?
Robots on Fire, actually, that goes back to Dave Chandler for about... 14 years, 13 years. And when we lived in Toronto, we had a freaky free jazz quartet. And then when we made our way out west, we put together an ensemble with the same kind of energy and spirit, and that became Robots on Fire. And so we've actually been playing as Robots on Fire off and on for about 10 years. So.
Wow. It's a good chunk of time. Awesome. Well, thanks so much for calling in.
Yeah, not at all. Thank you so much for playing our music and getting out the word.
Yeah, no problem. So I'll be at the show, but maybe I'll see you at another show before then. So.
Yes.
All right. Yep. Thanks, Darren.
All right. Thanks, Robin.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So if you were tuning in right after that first track, which was Robots on Fire, by the way, I also played a new track by Prophecy Sun called Breaking Heat, which you can check out online as well. It was a digital download or digital release. I think right now I'm going to throw another Robots on Fire track at you. This is The Magnificent Realtors. This is a tune by Chokrin. And following that, I think I might play, who knows? I'll just see what I'm going to cook up. I have a bunch of stuff laid out, but in the meantime, here's Robots on Fire. Thank you.
Thank you. With the vast amount of changes happening in the world, it's almost impossible to get a clear picture of what's really going on.
We are trapped within the logic of capitalism, leaving us unable to imagine what comes next.
The Extra Environmentalist brings the perspectives of people who can see the whole picture and are ready for whatever comes our way.
Tune in to The Extra Environmentalist every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
This is the viewpoint that makes all places the same to you.
There are a lot of things you're not allowed to grow in your basement in Vancouver. Vegetables are not one of those things.
SPEC and the YWCA are excited to introduce the Urban Farmer Field School. The UFFS provides hands-on training in sustainable agriculture, small farm business planning, and community food action.
Class instructors are experts in urban agriculture, food systems, and plant mind control. The integrated curriculum is divided between classroom theory and practical learning.
For more information, please visit the interweb and search for Farmer Field School at spec.bc.ca.
Welcome back to The Rib. I'm Robin, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm going to play another Robots on Fire tune. This is called Absorption and Non-Absorption, and we just heard a new tune by Dirty Projectors from their yet-to-be-released album, which will be probably coming out in July, called Swing Low Magellan. I just got, like, I guess, I don't know. I got reintroduced to them recently and decided, actually, I could totally listen to them way more than I had, which was basically none at all. And so, yeah, I'm going through a little bit of a phase. So, thought I'd throw that one at you, but here is some Robots on Fire. And if you're just tuning in, they are a local group, and they are playing a show May 2nd at BCC on Broadway. And yeah, you should check it out. And here is Absorption and Non-Absorption.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM, and my name is Robin. We just listened to Arvo Pärt's Flatre for violin and piano, which was actually only just one of the permutations that piece could be performed as. It's been arranged for many different ensembles, and I really just love that piece. It's so, well, Arvo Pärt was quite a mystic. So, I'm going to put on another Robots on Fire tune. I actually just got a call from John Muter, who's the guitarist from the group. So they're all really stoked for their show coming up May 2nd at VCC on Broadway. I'm going to play Doot Doot Dooty Doot Doot Doot. It's Jazz, which is a tune by Dave Chokren, written for the group. We'll see what else I can throw at you before the end of the show. So here we go. Thank you.
Are you walking to class? Are you grabbing a coffee? Got lunch hour to kill? We invite you to fill the silence of your day with the sound of some live music. Music on the Mind? UBC's newest student concert initiative invites the School of Music out of the concert hall into the schoolyard. 10 concerts at 5 venues on one campus. Let's get music on the mind at UBC. For more information, visit ubcmusiconthemind.com. Sponsored by CITR Radio, Vancouver, BC.
Do you need someone to talk to? If you're seeking a listener who is non-judgmental, confidential, and familiar with resources, then a Speakeasy volunteer might be able to help you. AMS Speakeasy is a peer support service located in the North Concourse of the Sub. If you would like to speak to someone, come to the desk and tell a volunteer, or ring the doorbell located behind the desk.
Okay, you're listening to The Rib. I'm just about to sign out, and I think I might have just played the same PSA twice, and I don't really know. Where was I? Can't even tell if I did that or not. Anyway, that's okay, because I'm going to leave the station now, and I'm going to put on one more tune, and life goes on. And what I'm going to play for you is another local musician's work. This is by Adam Basanta, who went to VCC, at least. I don't know if he's actually living in Vancouver anymore. I haven't seen him in a while. But this is called Feelings I'm Too Tired For, which he wrote, and it's performed by Krista Martinez on bass clarinet, and there's electronics to go along. And this is out on MusicWorks 111, which is a monthly, or no, maybe it's a quarterly publication. It comes with a CD, and it's a sort of talks about a lot of like art music and new music stuff. So that's really great that he made it on this. You're not going to be able to hear the whole thing, of course. I ran out of time, but I'm going to put it on right now. And I'll be back next week, I think. So thanks for tuning in. And you're listening again to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is The Rib. Goodbye.
here on News 101.
Right here on News 101.
Right here on News 101.
What motivated you to become a candidate in the provincial election?
The media portrayal of last week.